The Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
You're listening to Vectis Radio, and it's FM 104.6. On the other end of this line, I'm hoping, bobbing around in the ocean somewhere, is Simon Whitworth. Hello, Simon.
Hello, Ian. How are you doing?
I'm all right. I'm a bit worried about you, bobbing.
I am on a boat, and it's nothing to do with avoiding tax. It's just this is where I'm working at the moment, and I'm working in a harbour. So I am on the sea, but I'm quite safe.
Well, that's good to know. And we won't talk about what happened a couple of days ago when we had all those storms and so on and so forth, because you were still out on a boat, weren't you?
I was, and it was quite heroic stuff, really. I was just carried on through it, and I did feel quite ill by the end of the day, but I was safe. It wasn't that dramatic. I was in a harbour. I was working in the middle of the sea.
Hey, look, we've got to talk about Shadowlands, your EP, which obviously is being featured on Vectis Radio at the moment. And yeah, I've got to be honest with you. Every time I hear the commercial, I want the song, but it ends. It's like 15 seconds of the song. It's kind of, what am I getting? In the background, you hear the song, you think, oh, where's the rest of it? And you want to go and listen to the rest of the song. So it's having the desired effect. How did Shadowlands come about?
The whole EP, it was I just went in to record. I didn't actually even think I was going to record an EP. I just started recording these songs I'd written, and I'd recorded about 10, and I thought, well, some of these actually have a thread through them, so I just picked those 5 and went with that. And to be honest, if when you make music now, it's not for the benefit of financial reward. There isn't any. You have to do it because you actually love making music, and just hoping that somebody likes what you do, either your lyrics or your melody. And that is the only reward I will probably get from this now, certainly being the age I am, 22.
You're right.
Oh, sorry, I forgot about the Skype.
you laughing says everything there, doesn't it?
So
how much does that mean? There's less pressure on you to write songs nowadays as it was to, you know, when you're back in the 1980s when you're with GI Orange. Do you feel less pressure?
Totally. I mean, when I write a song now, it's purely something that is for me. If I enjoy singing it and I enjoy the lyrics I've written, I have no pressure from anything. It's just I'm making music for myself. And it's like an artist, if they're painting a picture, it's not always that they're going to put it in the gallery or anything. Never show it to anyone. They take great pleasure in the process of painting that picture, and it's exactly that with me, myself, and my music.
So does that mean we get the best of you that way? Because you're under less pressure.
I don't know whether it's the best, but you certainly have a more of an insight into the person who's actually creating the work, because you're writing lyrics that that mean more to you rather than a lyric that say that audience will like that, or that's catchy. Now it's just purely I'm writing from the heart, and you just hope that people have experienced similar things to yourself, because I think as humans we experience the same things but just from different angles.
I mean, I know that the 5 songs. They're. I mean, I like them. I've got to be honest with it. My favourite is Call It Art, and Breathe. Breathe is, I don't know, it just chills you out, and it's a really, really good song. I love all 5. I've got to be honest with you. I love all 5. Which is your particular favourite? And, you know, when it comes down to lyrics, I know that the lyrics are stories that you've actually been through.
Breathe is probably the biggest lyric. That's the one that sort of means the most to me, because it's me explaining what I hope when we pass over, that there will be the people that we've lost through our life, and that they will be there waiting for us. So it's having lost, as I'm sure most of us have, people that are so dear to us, it's a lovely feeling that, you know, you will be reunited with them and any doubt would be cast aside. So it's really, it's hope. It's hoping that whatever you go through in this life, there will be a better time when you pass over. And it helps cope with what we deal with in the present.
And videos. I noticed that there's videos. Is there a video to accompany Breathe?
Yeah, there is. It's I always get this wrong. It's not an illustration, is it? What's it called? A cartoon? Animation.
That's it. I do the same. I think exactly the same. I think cartoon.
Yeah, that's it. It's got a nice cartoon, which kind of, it really is really quite moving. And that was done by a chap on the island, a young lad. Well, I think he's about 24, but that's really young to me. Cameron Guy, and he's actually done three for me, but I've only put two out so far. He's done Breathe, that has a beautiful illustration. That's the wrong word again. Animation, and Time, which has a animation, and Schoolyard, which will be released in the autumn. But so they're well worth checking out, because his work is fantastic, and it really brings the song to life. And if you weren't aware of what the lyrics were about, that really just really helps, and it's very moving. Yeah.
I've seen it myself, and I can actually, you know, back you up on that. It is. You've got to see it to believe it. So, you know, listener, take the time and the trouble to check it out. It really is a fabulous video. It's very well put together, and it speaks. It really does. I've got so many things I want to ask you, but I don't want to sort of I don't want this to last too long, because I want to play one of your songs. So I've got to ask you about G.I. Orange. And the comparisons to how you made videos back then, and, you know, how you sell stuff now, and, you know, because obviously we do things differently. You know, there was, you know, we do MP3s now. Did you do vinyl with G.I. Orange? I'm guessing you did.
Yeah, it was vinyl. And then the CD arrived halfway through. And that was just wizardry, you know, when we saw a CD there. That was like, how on earth does that work? But, the vinyl, because there you go, back in the day, if you sold, which we did, I think the Psychic Magic album alone sold over 1 million copies. So you think that's 1 million people going to a shop to hand over their money to purchase your record. So the wealth and input that's generated from that, not that we ever saw it, but somebody did, it enabled the industry and the bands to continue. But and making a video back in the day, I mean, you were looking at about 50 grand to put a pop video together. The Psychic Magic video was filmed at Stocks, that's just outside Trin, which was I can't think of his name, the bloke who did the Bunny Girls and all that. He's a very famous bloke. I can't think of it. He ran all the casinos with the Bunny Girls, and it was actually one of his houses, and that's where that Psychic Magic was filmed. And it was like a movie set. You know, there was cameras on cranes so many people involved in the process. But now you could go out and shoot a video, which I did with Shadowlands. I just, a young girl who does all my social media, she just filmed that on her phone, and the result isn't an epic production, but it still does the same job. And so, yeah, it's changed greatly. And I don't really know how the music industry will survive because it's virtually impossible to make money to reinvest back into the music because it's all for free. If people stream your record, I think, a million times, I think you generate about £4,000 or £5,000. And had you sold a million records, you would have generated millions. So it's changed greatly. And this is why, if you're still making music at my age, you're doing it purely because you love music.
Do you prefer where you are now, or would you like to go back and, you know, have another crack at what you were doing, you know, back in the 1980s?
It's just so different. I mean, in the 80s, I was such a kid, and it was all exciting and being screamed at, and it was just one big buzz, and you took yourself very seriously. Now, at the age I am now, it's I'm happy just to make music, and in fact, the thought of going through all that publicity and TV appearances and the stress of that, I don't think it would appeal to me at all now.
So what's it like when you go into a studio? Because I know you use a studio on the island. You have been since you've lived here. And let me guess now. It's Guy Page that you work with at Studio 5A right here on the island. What's it like when you go into a studio now? Is it just as much fun as it was all those years ago?
In fact, I probably enjoy it more because... certainly when I work with Guy, everything's live, all the music's live and that. When we recorded with G.I. Orange, though we started off as a very good live band, we unfortunately hit the recording process when the emulator came in and the Lin drum. So everything was programmed in, so you would... So write a bass, I was the bass player, you'd write a bass part, and but then it would be transferred into this emulator. So you actually felt disconnected to the music you were making. And for me, who started off just wanting to be a really good musician, it made you feel like your purpose had gone. So I remember when we first went to Japan to do promotional tours, I didn't touch the guitar for 6 months, and I thought, you know, we'd been turned into just a commercial product rather than a band. So I absolutely love what we do now, and I feel that I've gone back in time as to when I very first picked up the musical instrument, and the joy of making music has come back with that.
Well, that's good to know, because I say, you know, going back in the studio and having fun and, you know, not being disconnected, you know, like you said that you felt back in the 1980s. So it just sounds like the whole package is more enjoyable than it was all those years ago, but you still had fun all those years ago. You're not dissing it.
Oh, God, no. I mean, as a group of young, I mean, there's nothing better than being in a band. That unity you have, even though two of the members were my brothers, you still feel, as a unit, you feel unbreakable, and you experience exactly the same things together. So it was amazing. And what I really did love about being in G Orange is when we played our tours out there, and waiting backstage, waiting for the screen to rise, and hearing the excitement and screaming and jumping off and knowing that you could barely breathe, because it takes your breath away. When you jump into an auditorium that is absolutely going berserk for you, that you can't even hear yourself playing, it's something that you can't explain to someone, the buzz that it gives you, unless they've experienced the similar sort of thing. And I think the trouble is, once you've experienced that high, the rest of your life you are trying to sort of recapture it, but it's just impossible to do so. So I loved the live tours, but the rest of it, I could have done without, to be honest. It wasn't my bag just having a camera stuck in your face all day.
Fair enough. Let's get back in the studio. When you're in the studio now recording, who's there with you? I mean, you mentioned you play bass. Who plays all the other instruments? Do you do that as well?
No. I've Guy Page is a multi-talented musician and a fantastic engineer. And I walk in with the guitar. I play him the song, and off we go. We take it from there, and it's just, and it's rapid. I mean, Breathe was recorded in one day. In fact, every single record on there, it was recorded in a day. So it's not like this months in a studio or anything like that. It's literally just straight in, record it. Are you happy with that? Yeah, sounds great. And then that's done. And which I really enjoy as well, because again, back in the day, there was so much emphasis on perfection, which really, really isn't necessary, because to be honest, we never made a record as good as the Beatles, and they used to record theirs whole album in a day. So, you know, there's a lot to be said for just sort of saying, yeah, that sounds right, rather than, oh, that's a little bit out of tune or whatever. This is just how it was supposed to be, and I absolutely love it.
Good for you. I'm so glad, because otherwise it'd be a miserable world, wouldn't it, if you didn't enjoy it.
Well, it would, but you know, we all do plenty of things that we don't enjoy on a daily basis, you know, so it's we just sort of get on with it. But that recording and writing music is my pleasure.
Pick one of the five songs from Shadowlands. It is available as an EP, and it's available from Amazon. It's available from iTunes, and where else is it now? It's Amazon, iTunes, Spotify as well. Is there anywhere else you can get it?
No, I don't think so. I think that's about it. I haven't checked. I haven't a clue. When you were listing them, I was thinking, is it?
Well, maybe at some point in the next few weeks, maybe we could get some CDs done, and you could sign them, and we could run a competition. But we'll leave that one to you to ponder. But think about the song you want us to play out with. I think I'm guessing which one you're going to pick.
I think it'll probably be Breathe.
Okay.
Did you think it would be Breathe?
Yeah, I knew it was going to be Breathe, yeah.
it's just where you went, okay. It's like I thought, no, it wasn't going to be that one. No, was Breathe, definitely.
Yeah, I've got it queued up as well, so that's good.
Oh, is it? That's good. You said you prefer Call It Art.
I'm going to play that one afterwards, because I have controls this side. Okay. Hey, look, as ever, it's an absolute pleasure to chat to you, and I really wish you all the success in the world with the EP Shadowlands, available now. Honestly, get it. It's Ireland born and bred here. The songs are Ireland born and bred. You wrote them here, you produced them here, you sang them here. It's all about the Isle of Wight. So, you know, go and get a copy, because there's five fabulous songs and they're all different. And Call It Art's my favourite.
Listen, it's a pleasure. I really enjoy talking to you.
Thank you, Simon.
I'll speak to you soon. Cheers.
Shadowlands, the EP, a truly heartfelt and moving EP from a sincere Ireland singer-songwriter, Simon Whitworth. Shadowlands, recorded on the Isle of Wight, features five songs, including Time, Shadowlands, Schoolyard, Call It Art, and Breathe.
Breathe. You kick the dam and run. Watch the water flood the earth below from light years away.
Shadowlands, the EP by Simon Whitworth, formerly of 80s band G.I. Orange. Available to download now at iTunes, Spotify, and Amazon.